You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
It says, Uru Yeshanim Mishenatchem. What does it mean?
Wake up.
So that's the message of Chodesh Elul. Uru Yeshanim Mishenatchem. Well, good, but see what that exactly means. It happened to be a story about the house that was noticed that is on fire. So people ran inside the house. And they notice the owner is sleeping on a bed. So they pulled up the bed and tried to get it out of the house. They noticed the bed is too big to get it out. So they turned around, measured the door, to see what we're going to do. So the Chacham was passing by there. Said, wake the guy up, get him out of the bed. You're not going to get anywhere by trying to figure out how to take the bed out. So here could be our story exactly. So of course, we want it comfortable. We want the way it's not be too pressured. But the house is on fire. You're still sleeping, huh? So that's how it is. That's one of the points that so you like to sleep, even though the house is on the fire. And the other thing is, the Chachamim that tried to save the guy, so their perspective was, let him sleep, we take him out with the bed. So that applies to many aspects that, people say, I cannot tell him, what he's going to think if I tell him, he's going to be offended if I tell him. It's exactly the same story that you let him sleep on the bed and the house in the fire, and Hashem knows what's going to happen to him. So that's what the Chodesh Elul is all about. Uru Yeshanim. It doesn't really applies to physical sleeping. You sleep
all year long.
Yeah, it could be all your life.
Yeah,
it could be all your life. Yes, because you like the way that fits you. You don't want be pressured. You don't want change your path. You like to, go by the way you like it. And many times, you could be very proud of yourself also. So, I'm the greatest that you have ever, run into. But that's what the story is all about. The house in the fire, and the tzaddik is sleeping on the bed. So now to figure out how to take the bed out, it's nothing but harming the person that is sleeping. You have to wake him up. Of course, many times you try to wake people up, they become very, very agitated. They don't like it. And that's the worst thing you can do to people, to wake them up. It's not only physical sleeping. To change your mentality, that's not the way it works. That's not how it is. That's not how you go through life. So you have to change your way of thinking. Do you go by, whether that it works, but we are used to whether that it's easier for us in any aspects of life. And that's what the Elul is all about. As you know, the Rashi Tevot after Elul is, what is the Rashi Tevot? Chazak Baruch. Ahub lemala v'nechmad lemata. Rashi Tevot Elul, Ahub lemala v'nechmad lemata. Then what does it mean? That means Elul, you have to obviously work on two-way street. We do our best to be nechmad to people. What does it mean? We do things that people like, and they say, wow, look at this. This is an angel. You know what the great things he does, what the chesed he does. But in many aspects, we're not ahul amala. It could be the other way around. It could be ahul amala that we do our own things, this, you know. But we're not nechmad lamata. But that's what the Elul is all about. You have to be ahub lemala. That means you have to find favor in eyes of Ibn Shulam and nechmad lemata. And do it in a way that Chas v'Shalom will not cause pain for other people. You don't, Chas v'Shalom, you know, hurt other people. And that's what exactly the sleeping part is all about. You have to wake up. Wake up, wake up. And, you know, it takes lots of giving, you know, the way you look at things, you know, the way, you know, you thought that's how it is, that's how you're raised, and so on, that's how you think, but that's not so. So Hashem is like, you know, to be ahub lemala, v'nechmad lemata.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.